Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. Pleasure to have you with us today. Also a pleasure to have Jane Yorty on the show. She's the founder of Waterloo Brain Connections, where she specializes in neuro-optimal. That is a neurofeedback system designed to help your nervous system become more flexible and resilient. She and I were just having an extraordinary conversation before we went live, and it ties in beautifully to what it is that she does. She has this wonderful way about her. She really understands the human condition, and she understands the brain in ways that a lot of us don't really get. According to Jan, we have to train our brain like we train our muscles. Neurooptimal is a non-invasive way of addressing our hidden beliefs that allow us to make changes without getting stuck in old patterns and reactions. Traditional linear neurofeedback systems only work with the conscious mind, but the conscious mind is only a very small percentage of the whole activity of the brain. Neurooptimal is unique in that it is only neurofeedback systems that works in a nonlinear, dynamical way, and it works for the whole brain, not just the conscious mind. Jan compares neurooptimal to holding up a mirror to our nervous system so it is informed about what it is doing. Jan was a therapist for over 25 years and has used neurooptimal for over 14 of those years. On January 1st of this year, she launched Waterloo Brain Connections and decided to focus exclusively on neurooptimal. You know, she's always been fascinated with the brain and energy. For many years, she was using neurooptimal with most of her therapy clients. And not only does Jan see clients in person at her location in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, but she also rents out neurofeedback systems and assists in the sale of systems that teaches neurooptimal certification classes for those who want a more in-depth understanding of neurooptimal and how it works. The website to learn more is Waterloo. Now, that is W-A-T-E-R-L-O-O. Waterloo, brainconnections.com. A fascinating, insightful, and eye-opening conversation is in store for you. This is part one of an exclusive two-part series right here on Close Up Radio. Let's welcome Jan. I'm fascinated. I can't get her on the show fast enough. I love conversations like this. Jan, welcome to our show. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here today and to just have a conversation with you.
That's exactly, you're intuitive too, because I know these are structured as interviews, but I really call them conversations because I think they're more relatable, they're warmer, and all of my synapses are firing right now because I love these kinds of conversations about the human condition, psychology, the mind, all of it tying together. Tell us first, before we talk about Waterloo Brain Connections and neurooptimal and all that great work, I like to go back even further a little bit and find out what it is that point people in the direction of doing what they do. I think a lot of what we do, and we're lucky to do work that speaks to us, that we love, that also has the benefit of inspiring and empowering others, it's work that we realize over time we are destined to do. It's work we have to do. It's in our DNA. For you, when did you realize that, first as a therapist, and then, of course, leading to neurooptimal and really focusing on all of that? When did you realize you were not only built for, but you have to do this kind of work, empowering others?
I would say that probably started back in childhood. I had a brother who had Down syndrome, And I I was 2 years older than him, and then I had three older brothers and two older sisters. And because of the age differences, I was the one that ended up being, you know, kind of like a caregiver for my brother and looking out for him. And I think that really taught me a lot about connecting and helping. And that was something that I carried with me then. I went on to be trained as a teacher and taught school for 5.5 years. And then we made a big move, went to Canada. I was born in Ohio, and anyway, my husband had a job opportunity. We went up to Ontario. And when I was very privileged, I was able to stay home and raise our children while they were little. And when I decided I wanted to go back to work, I decided I wanted to work with kids in a different way. I'd been in the classroom and I, you know, had a whole classroom of kids to work with, but I wanted to work one-on-one to make a difference in kids' lives, because I saw the ones that were struggling emotionally and their behaviors. I saw the ones that were struggling to learn. And so that began my journey. I trained as a social worker and started acquiring tools that I thought would really help to make a difference in kids' lives. And that, the brain and energy have always captivated me. And, you know, when I found energy psychology and then I found EMDR, which stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, and I found eventually neurooptimal neurofeedback, it was kind of like, how can I integrate all of this to really support people on their healing journey? So NeuroOptimal was a very powerful tool, and so now that I've reached 70 years young, I decided I was just going to do NeuroOptimal.
I love that work. I love that. I love your, you know, and desensitization is not an easy word to say. And you nailed it. You nailed that word. So you created Waterloo Brain Connections. I mean, you have this spectacular background in therapy, so that's a rich background, and it lends itself so beautifully to the work that you do. I just want to let folks know and slip this in quickly as well that you're very excited that you have a new children's book, Be the Boss of Your Energy, which I think is fantastic. And, you know, we'll talk about that as it's, you know, as our series goes along here. So just wanted to slip in congratulations on the new children's book. I think that's fantastic. But Waterloo Brain Connections, when you decided to create this, what was your vision, your hope, your mission? What did you want to offer and deliver that you think there was a real need for that you're doing through Waterloo Brain Connections?
Well, I have different aspects of what I do in my NeuroOptimal work. You know, I physically have a space, actually two rooms, where I can hook up my clients to NeuroOptimal. But I also rent out systems. I also am certified as a NeuroOptimal facilitator, so I can do two-day trainings. And I wanted a space that was welcoming, that could function to really bring people in and help them feel comfortable and help them understand how their brain works and you know, start making changes that would enhance their life and optimize how their brain was functioning.
That's amazing. And I love that. The ability to optimize, that is a key word, to optimize. Because is there something that I heard that we only use, what is it, something like only 20% of the capability of our total brain or certain areas of our brain? We don't use the maximum that is really available to us?
Well, I think we probably use all of our brain, but where that statement comes from is probably connected more to what is conscious and what is subconscious, and how much brain energy is devoted to, you know, our conscious mind, which is making decisions and thinking and planning and organizing, and our subconscious, which is super powerful and takes up about 90% of the brain energy. And the problem is that, you know, what we've pushed into our subconscious, because we can't hold everything in our conscious mind, is often what trips us up in life and can take us down a path that maybe isn't a healthy one for our lives. And it, because it's hidden from us in the subconscious, our beliefs, our patterns, energetic patterns in life, in our relationships, and, you know, just our thinking, you know, our thoughts that even come to us, that can be in the subconscious mind. Like, for instance, you know, I'm not worthy of having good things happen to me, or I don't deserve to have, you know, money, enough money to live comfortably. You know, like those often are installed the first 7 years of our life. And that is by our experiences. And, you know, we could have been exposed to abuse or neglect or whatever, and that kind of wires our subconscious in patterns that then can block us for the rest of our life if we're not able to get at them. But the beautiful thing about neurooptimal neural feedback is that it's working with the whole brain and can get at those subconscious patterns that trip us up. And, you know, one of those, well, most people will be aware of the pattern of fight or flight or going into the freeze mode, where they're totally shut down and numbed out or dissociated or, you know, just not really present in their awareness. And so neurooptimal helps to calm the nervous system so that you're not so stuck in that fight or flight or freeze pattern. And then gradually, as you're training your brain can become more focused and really have the ability to think and make choices rather than just responding from that primitive, defensive, reactive place.
I love that. You and I were talking about that, the primitive way of thinking. I'm interested in learning about this neurooptimal, this neurofeedback. Tell us about this. It sounds not only revolutionary, but it sounds so impactful and really, really exciting. Tell us about it.
Well, neurooptimal is, I would say, a really advanced neurofeedback technology. And what it's doing is it's reading the electrical activity or energy of the brain. And the way that it's going to read that activity is you have to attach a sensor on the right side of the head and one on the left side of the head. And then you have a sensor on the top of the right ear and a sensor on the top of the left ear, which are reference sensors. And you have a grounding wire. So what happens when we start the neurooptimal program is that it is picking up all of the electrical energy that's happening in the brain, not just a little narrow band of frequencies, but the energy from the whole brain. And it's sending that into a software program, into the computer, and the computer sends that information back to the brain. And it doesn't really try to push the brain or entrain the brain waves or do something like that. It informs the brain what the brain is doing in real time. And that, I think, is what makes neurooptimal different than the other more traditional linear neural feedback. And it's like we're holding up a mirror to show the nervous system what it's doing and when our subconscious and conscious mind has that information, it can choose to make changes. And those changes can be just transformational in our life and, you know, just make such a difference for how our life is unfolding. And we can begin to feel like we just have a sense of well-being and that our, you know, our problems are just kind of disappearing. So it's not that it targets any specific thing. It's just regulating and helping the brain to be more resilient and flexible. And that's what the key is. And it's just, you know, look in that mirror and inform the nervous system what it needs to fix, and then the nervous system can do that. It's incredible that our brain is made that way.
Yes, and the brain, you know, likes to repair itself as well, I know, and just really extraordinary. It's such a fascinating way of looking at everything. So is there a difference in terms of how NeuroOptimal works, that system works differently than maybe other neurofeedback systems that are out there?
I believe so. I know it, actually. I've experienced it.
I like the way you changed the answer to a confirmation, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So NeuroOptimal is, you know, it is based on, like, quantum science. So the differences are that it's not a medical model. It's, you know, like, so often, you know, people want to fix, they want to take a pill or, you know, something like that. But NeuroOptimal,
something that numbs it, yeah.
Yeah, it will suppress what's really problematic,
yeah.
supposedly. But,
yeah.
You know, NeuroOptimal is a non-linear, and I can explain the difference between linear and non-linear. It's a non-linear dynamical system. And non-linear means that it, you know, it's right brain oriented, but all of the subconscious. And it is dynamical because it's changing as it's changing. It's not just dynamic, you know, it changes. It's dynamical because the changes create other changes. And maybe I should explain that a little bit. I was working with an autistic child, and the mother actually ended up renting a system so she could do the sessions at home. And she came back and she said, you know, my daughter had echolalia, so she would just repeat what she would hear other people say. She wasn't forming her own sentences and thoughts. And she said what she started to notice is that she is now creating her own language. You know, she's slowly getting better. And so as she starts to think and put information together in her own way, her brain gets more efficient at doing that. So dynamical is changing as, you know, it's changing. And so, you know, that is something that's very different with NeuroOptimal. The more traditional linear neurofeedback, it's been around for, since the late 60s. But it is based on working with a narrow band of frequencies and trying to increase the amount of those frequencies in the brain. But it's not tapped in to read what the brain is doing in every moment in time. And so it's kind of like externally someone's deciding what is best for that brain. And then they will give the feedback, you know, when the brain is producing more of that neural frequency, then it will have a sound or there will be something visual happening on a screen. And that is, you know, then consciously they're supposed to create more of that brainwave frequency, which can be a lot of work. Where NeuroOptimal is just feeding back you know, as the process is going along, there's slight interruptions or pauses to the music that you're listening to, and that is telling the nervous system, pay attention. There's something here that, you know, you might want to fix. And so that is very different than a linear system. And the NeuroOptimal, the expertise is built into the software program and into how the system is working. So you don't have to be specialized in brain anatomy and have lots of training courses and a medical certification or something like that in order to operate NeuroOptimal. Because I just hook up my clients, it's, you know, going to work based on what their brain is, the information their brain is getting. So the expertise is, you know, there, but I don't have to be the expert in it. And so it's not going to create side effects for that reason, because your brain is not going to choose to create problems. It's
right.
Getting the feedback, and so it's just going to, you know, it may not fix everything at once, and it's going to choose what it's going to work on, but over time, you are training the brain to just work in a more efficient way. And so that is another thing that's really positive. Let's see, what else? I've already mentioned that it works with the conscious mind, not the subconscious, or it works with both the conscious and the subconscious mind. And so I just feel like, well, I not only feel it, I've seen it, I've experienced it, you know, in my own life, that it just is helping me to face whatever is coming up in my life.
That's so important. It's a preventative, it seems, in so many different ways, which is really, really fantastic. You know, we talked a little bit about conscious and the subconscious mind and why, you know, that is important in the field of neurofeedback. Maybe we can talk about separating them out. What is the purpose of the subconscious mind, and how does that oftentimes take us for sort of a joyride?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, we can't keep everything in our conscious mind. And so things get pushed into the subconscious because life is busy and we've got things to do and so forth. And so our subconscious is kind of like a repository for the beliefs that got installed, you know, earlier in our life, especially before the age of 7. And our behavioral patterns are driven then from, you know, our beliefs and our thinking patterns. And, you know, it's all kind of hidden to us. Like, we can think, oh, I'm not going to react to that family member and, you know, when they do certain behavior or have a certain tone of voice. But boom, when you're actually in conversation with them or something happens that triggers you, that automatic pilot switches on. And then you might say something or do something that you think later, oh, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it can trip us up. It can create bigger problems in our life, because we're not coming from our thinking brain, our prefrontal cortex. We're coming from our reactive, primitive brain. And so the state of our nervous system is going to determine a lot of whether we can take that breath and choose, you know, not to say something or not to react in a certain way, or whether we're on that, you know, in that automatic pilot reaction, and boom, we've created a problem in our life. You know, whether it's something like road rage, or you know, or we've said something to our boss that we wish we hadn't. So, you know, being able to keep that nervous system regulated, balanced, calm, is something that grows as you're training your brain with NeuroOptimal.
It's so exciting. It really, really is. How were you initially, I think you touched on it a little bit, we've got a couple minutes here, but how were you initially introduced to NeurOptimal, neurofeedback, specifically NeurOptimal?
Right. I was attending an energy psychology conference in Toronto, Ontario, and they had an exhibit hall, and in the exhibit hall, somebody was demonstrating with NeurOptimal. So at the time, I didn't know it, but I was really struggling with a lot of brain fog from electromagnetic frequencies, you know, what the cell phones and the Wi-Fi and, you know, all of those computers generate, you know, all of that energy. It was overwhelming my brain. And so I did a demo of a session in a loud, busy, you know, exhibit hall. And I couldn't believe how I felt afterward. I was exhausted. And I was like, what happened? I went upstairs, I took a nap, and, you know, after I woke up from my nap, I was going to meet some friends and go out for dinner. I couldn't believe how clear my thinking was. And it was like, well, that wasn't just a placebo. That something really changed in my brain. And so luckily, I had another day at the conference, and I went back and I did another demo, and I wasn't as tired, but, you know, I could tell, like, my brain must be doing something, you know, like it's really being affected. So I talked to the person that was demonstrating, and at that time, I was part of the Integrated Center for Optimal Learning. With two other partners, I had started a center for the kids that were struggling to learn, those with ADHD and autism and nonverbal learning disorder and dyslexia, you know, all of those different forms. And so I called them up and I said, I have something that we really need at this center. And so they were open to it, and we decided to purchase a NeurOptimal system. And the changes that we saw, the miracles that we saw, were just astounding. So I knew that NeurOptimal was not just something that was, you know, like trying to program my brain in a specific way. It was just making the changes that my brain needed to make.
That's so important. That's so incredibly important, the changes that we, each of us individually, need to make. This is so fascinating to me. I know you really love what you do and you're so immersed in it. And again, I really do think that coming from the therapeutic background and the expertise that you do just enhances your understanding and appreciation of all of this. And you wanted to dig deep and take it even further, and you're doing that through your incredible work at Waterloo Brain Connections. I encourage folks to learn more by going to the website, waterloobrainconnections.com. This is just scratching the surface, folks, part one of a two-part series. We're going to be talking in the next episode about how it works with children and lots more. So we invite you to stick around for that coming up. That will be on Wednesday, June 15th at 1 p.m. Eastern. In the meantime, connect at waterloobrainconnections.com. Our very special guest, Jan Yorty. Jan, thanks for joining us on the show. This was truly a pleasure. And I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I absolutely have with you. I've got a million more questions, but I think we kicked it off very nicely today.
Well, thank you, Jim. I really enjoyed this conversation.
I did as well. You're doing beautiful work. It really speaks to the true essence of who you are, Jan. She's the founder of Waterloo Brain Connections, where she specializes in NeurOptimal, a neurofeedback system designed to help you, your nervous system, become more flexible and resilient. She's extraordinary. WaterlooBrainConnections.com. Look for part two coming up in June. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time till next time, right here on Close Up Radio. Have a terrific day. Thanks for being with us. And stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest on Close Up Radio. Have a great day, everybody. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.